Hello. Hello.
Yeah, give me 1 second, sir.
Is this Kanetta?
Yes, sir. I do apologize for that. My system had went down. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so thank you for calling Green Lake CBD. How may I help you today?
Is this Ken?
Hello?
What? Hello?
Yes, I said, how may I help you today?
Well, first of all, can you look up a CAN number for me?
What kind of number?
Cancellation number.
Yeah, I can do that for you. What is it?
C as in Charlie. 37, F as in Frank, 44, F as in Frank, Charlie, 404.
Okay, give me 1 second. And what's your first and last name?
My first name is Reverend Kenneth Smith.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
1431 Lotta Drive Northwest, Conyers, Georgia, 30012.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see you have the Green 8 300 milligrams gummies that has been canceled, and I see you got a refund for $194.95.
Mm-hmm. And then I sent back 6 bottles. That's what the cancellation. I mean, you know, I sent back 6 bottles per the young ladies, and the post office say you got them.
Okay. All right. Well, so, let's see here. It's not showing on here that they've received. Did you call it and give a tracking number?
I got the tracking number. Nobody told me to call.
No. We have the tracking number. I just thought maybe you called in. It says that it updated the tracking number, but I'm saying it hasn't showed that the warehouse has received it is the issue. We know you sent it back there. They will provide a tracking number, but they have to flag us on your account that they received it in order for you to get that refund, and that's not showing. When did you send it back? Because it looks like here, when you called in, you did this on the 27th, so today is just the 1st.
Okay. That same day, I sent it back.
So you sent it out off on the 27th? So that's
27th, yes,
28, 29, 30, 31. Yeah, well, it's still not showing that I do see the tracking number here, but like I say, it's still not, they're not giving us anything showing that they've received it. They're the ones. The warehouse where you sent it to, they have to alert us that you've sent it back, and then that's when you get the refund. Have you checked your account?
I got a refund for the one they tried to take out the other day, yeah. But they haven't given me the refund for the one I sent back.
Okay, hold up. You only have 1 refund on your account, and that's for the one that was billed to you on January the 26th. There's nothing showing that you're getting. Okay, yeah. So if you've got one, then that's all. They're giving you permission to be refunded. They're not showing anything about 2 refunds here, from what I can see.
Well, we have an issue then, because the 6 bottles that they sent first, I sent them back the other day.
How many? Okay, you said you only sent back 6, correct? That's just for 1 month, right?
That's the previous month.
Yes.
Then
okay,
what they canceled was the one that they was going to send out when they took my money on the 26th.
Yeah, that's the only one. Okay, if you only sent back 6, a 1 month supply, which that's what they refunded you for. So
okay.
They're not refunding you for anything else. You keep saying the other payment.
You're not understanding me. Let me explain it again. First, they sent 6.
Yes, I see that.
Okay. They didn't work, so I sent them back on the 26th. Per a young lady, I think her name was Kenetta or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a K, Ken, because my name is Ken and her father's name is Ken. So she said, well, return them. So I spent $10 at the post office returning those first six bottles. In the meantime, they will have me on automatic shipment, and they had deducted another $194.95 out of my account. That was the refund.
Yes, I understand
that. That second payment.
Yes.
But I sent back the first set. See, they docked me twice.
I understand that. Yes, I do. Okay. So I understand everything you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Sent back the first shipment, but they refunded you for the one that was on auto ship, and that's all that it's showing.
Okay. But supposedly now, if I sent the first batch back, they were going to refund that money too.
What did you send? Did you get permission to send the other one back?
Yes, ma'am. I would not have done it if I didn't get permission.
Okay, well, where are you two RMA numbers? Because I don't see anywhere on here where that happened.
Where's my what?
Okay, so if you got permission to send both back with an RMA number, you were only issued one RMA.
Okay, 5, A as in apple, T as in Tom, 8, I think that's M as in Mary, 7, 5, Y is in Young, G is in George, 20.
Let me see. I don't see that on here. Because this is what you have to understand. You have two payments on here, right? So if you want to get two refunds, you have to get permission to send both back. What I'm saying is you don't have two RMA numbers showing because you only were issued one, and that's for the one that we just refunded you for. Is what I'm saying. There's nothing showing that you got two numbers. You only called in one time.
I only called in one time because the one time that I called in was, okay, January 26th.
I have an RMA number, but it's not the one that you gave me, but I do have one showing on your account for the 26th.
Does it say 588M?
No, it doesn't. Where did you get that number from?
She gave it to me. It's like she gave me the can number.
Now, the cancellation number, that the number showing here when you called and spoke with the girl on the 27th is D788769C6243. That's the number that she's showing.
Yeah,
so that's what she should have gave you.
The can number I got was C as in Charlie 37F44FC404.
That's a cancellation number. That's not an RMA.
Right.
I'm talking about
that
your cancellation number.
Okay. So that canceled the account, right?
Yeah, that just cancels your account. The number I gave you is what we give you permission to send it back, and then once it's received in, you refund. That's what that number's for. So you never got that number and you never sent it in?
No, that's what I'm saying. I sent the stuff back. I thought she gave me 5-8-T-8-M. What is that? Is that a 1? 1-5-Y-G-2-0.
Oh yeah, now that I don't know where that number came from. That's not showing here.
So y'all just gonna hold my money?
No, sir. There's nothing
really
showing that they were gonna refund you for the. That's what I'm saying. The first one.
It's okay, but see, here's the thing. I got a package from y'all this morning.
Let me see what day you canceled it on. I'll see what. Are you with God? 1 second. All right, let me see. It shows a product was shipped out on the 27th. Let me see.
That was supposed to be canceled.
Yeah, this is how it works. Anytime that you call in to cancel, if the product has already shipped out, we have no way of stopping it. So you can cancel it, but they're still going to ship you the product.
But she told me it hadn't gone out yet. When I talked to her on the 26th, it had not gone out because this slip says ship date was 127, which was the following day.
Well, she did cancel it, but it shipped out, and I see, and it tells you you received on January the 30th. So I see that's what happened. Yeah, so that's what happened. Yeah, it already shipped out. So what I'll have to do is, like I said, there's nothing, like I said, from what I understand what you're saying, but from the information that you're giving me showing that you're only supposed to get one refund. Now, what I have to do is to send this up higher. Cause like I said, it's not showing that they gave you permission to send back for two. It's only showing one. So I'll have to send that out to them, the information that you're giving me, that you're saying that someone told you you're supposed to get two, but it's only showing one here.
Well, what she said was she was going to cancel the payment that they took out on the 26th and refund.
She did that. The only thing that showed.
Okay. Then she told me to send back the six bottles, which I did. You understand what I'm saying?
So did you? But you only sent back one. If you would have to send all the product back in order to and get permission to send the other one back. You only sent back 1 month. You have 2 months on here.
Okay. Well, then y'all done already charged me for 1 month, right?
Yes, that was when you initially first signed up. Yes, that's the one that's not been given permission to send back.
Okay. Well, then we even.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you've got 1 month, you sent 1 month back, you're refunding for 1 month, and that's what your account shows. It's not showing anything else.
Well, okay, I just won't deal with you guys no more. I appreciate your help.
You're so welcome, sir. But, yeah, like I said, that's just, I understood everything you were saying, but, yeah, like I was saying, I don't know what the confusion came in at, but, yeah, it was just showing anything about another refund. Like I said,
the confusion was is that I was speaking with her on the 26th. She said, well, then, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to cancel it because it has not been shipped out. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? The product has not been shipped out. So she canceled it. That was on the 26th. That was supposed to stop the shipment on the 27th. That's where that refund came, because it was not shipped. Then on the 27th, I see here that they shipped out a new batch. And I know they shipped out a new batch because they made it a different percentage. In other words, the first batch they sent was, 300? The 300 milligram. The second batch they sent out this time was different. But that's okay. That's okay. As long as I don't owe y'all no money, right? Hello?
Yeah, you don't owe us anything. Account is settled from what information we have showing. You're done. You're canceled out. You have your cancellation number. You sent the products back. You were refunded. Like I said, the ones that you received, you only received those because when you called in, they had already shipped it, and we can't stop it.
Okay. But we're even, right?
Yes, you're fine.
I don't owe y'all nothing, and it's canceled.
Yeah, that number that she gave you, that you gave me, yeah, that's your cancellation number, yes.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you. God bless you. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Because somebody going to call you that ain't going to be as nice as I am. You have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well. All right. Thank you.
Bye now.